This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
We're going to take a couple of minutes to get into the service. Warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing in God's presence and worship with Him. We smack bang in the middle still of our series of talks just centering around the love of God and what does it mean to be loved by Him. As we began to think about it, we understood we've got to think about it some more and think about it some more and think about it some more, but not just think about it, also experience it and share it. And so we're just figuring out as a church, what does it mean to be this greatly loved by God? What does it mean for us? What does it mean for our neighbors? We just want to continue with that and continue to introduce some of our ministries to you that are expressions of that love. You know, everything that we do, every ministry that we have, they don't exist simply to keep people busy. They don't exist simply to have a church program. Their sole purpose is to connect us to the love of God and to connect people to the love of God. If everything that we do doesn't do that, if it doesn't get us to experience God's love more, and if it doesn't touch people around us, then we might as well close it and be done with it. And it's just dead works. And I don't have time for dead works. I don't know about you. But there's something very amazing that the Lord is doing in our lives. And I'm going to share a short video with you, Deidre, if you can play the video clip for us. And then I'm going to hand over to Loki just to elaborate a little bit more on that. Maybe, Loki, you can share a little bit while we wait for the video.
For those of you that are not aware, we've got a sister's church that we actually walk a road with, or have walked a road with quite a while. It's in the Nomzamo area, and it's actually very close to my heart because I had the privilege of visiting the church and seeing what God's doing there at the moment. And it's blessed. It blesses us to go out of our normal context to another context and to see how God loves the people. And, what we want to do this morning, just to give you guys a bit of background, is that we, even though we have walked the road with him, we have the privilege and the opportunity to help them actually buy the property that the church is on at the moment. And this morning's actually about launching a crowdfunding event where, you know, technology is amazing. You can, if it works. It's so easy to come together and say, let's put our faith together for something beautiful. Using technology to facilitate just a platform for us to actually just on our phones contribute to something that God's doing at the moment. And it's with that in mind that I want to say God's not after our wallets. And when we share like we did last week and this week, it's not God's not after our wallets, He's after our heart. The truth is everything belongs to God. So it doesn't matter if you want to close your hand, but that's not what it's about. It's about us not giving money. It's about us partaking in faith for what God's doing. Money is just an outflow. It's just something that goes with it. But I want to tell you this morning, when this video plays and you're thinking about, oh, I have to give money, I want to tell you you're missing it completely. Because what we're wanting to show is what God is doing and what privilege we have to actually partake in what God's doing. Jan alluded to the fact that we should be rivers, and yes, God's ordained us to be rivers of whatever He's given us to steward, our time, our money. But we are the custodians of the destination of the river. We have to take whatever God's given us and make it flow in His purpose, in His will. And it's with that faith in mind that I am, with tears in my eyes, so happy to say this morning is one of those areas where I can say, if you like to know where your money's going, this morning you'll be able to see with Nomzamo. And it's not something new. It's something that we've actually did with Nomzamo for a while now. And it's amazing just to see that when you go there, and I said, before I go there, I actually want to formally send an invitation out to every single congregation member to go visit, to see what God's doing. They're part of our family. And this is us saying that we can do something for them that will completely change the permanence of the establishment that God has there for them. Is the video ready? Not who? How long moet ek nog? Yeah, and just to testify about what God's done in the broader church for us in terms of property, I've been blessed to be. I'm in the church for longer than 15 years, and I know that property is normally quite a challenge. You know, it's us breaking ground and getting what God's given us. The devil doesn't always want us to have our own property because of what it means, but God is amazing. He is faithful. I've seen the properties that He's given us as a family, extended family, that is the best possible strategic places. I've had the privilege to a month ago to actually visit the Potchefstroom and see the property there and what God's done through us and given us the opportunity to actually exercise a transaction that actually puts us on campus. It's amazing, and to see that a church has grown, I feel a little bit like I want to brag about one of my best friends. He's the pastor there. But the church is running about 500 students on a Sunday now. And it's a location thing, and their lives are changing, and that's for me a testimony unto God again. For what God can do through us if we partake in the plans that He has for a particular thing like a property. So it's with that in mind that I want to formally, hopefully, launch the crowdfunding event. We haven't even launched it, and people have already given money towards it. Just to give you guys, it's a link that you follow. You can actually view the progress. So you can actually see what we're standing in faith for and what the progress is against that. Just another story about Lomzamo. We've got a lady that works for us. Her name is Leah. And we talked to, she lives in the area, and we talked to her about Lomzamo, and she said, oh, that's the Church of the Foreigners, yes. And for those of you that don't know, the church was actually birthed in the times of the xenophobia, where the late Pastor Morris actually felt that he had to, it was an act of love protecting the foreigner. And even though he's not with us today, I think... The Lord's working with me with this thing, as you can see. But even though he's not here, I think it will be amazing for him to see what the Lord has done already. And I want to prophesy this morning about that church, that it's not the church of the foreigner, but it's the church of the living God, and that Lomzamo and the people in the area will see that as such, that it's a destination. It's a church that's not a Sunday church. It's a church that's every day of the week. There's a creche that houses about 40 children where the mothers have to work. There is, after school, they've got tutors and they've got classes. They're actually using it every single day of the week, which is such a blessing for a community as such. Is the video ready? I mean, thanks, guys. So even if we can watch the video, and I want to ask you guys, it's not about your wallets, even though... You know, we need to stand in faith for, it's 120,000 rand that we're standing in faith for a property that's about how many squares? It's about 2,000 square meters. It's an amazing property. It's a good investment. The recent sales in the area for particular properties as such goes over 200K. So it's a good thing for us to do. Thanks.
I mean, thanks, Loki. I think God didn't want us to play the video. You're much better than the video. Thank you for your heart. And really, that's the whole idea, guys. It's not about something that we do. It's who we are. While the guys sort that out, we can get Kipwe so long because the two projects are linked to one another. Many years ago, we had the opportunity as Kipwe to be involved with the acquisition of the building. It's now time for somebody else to step into that void. So can we get the sound, and then are we going to run it? Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys. You're a super team there at the back. Thank you.
I wish if you could keep on praying so that you can build this community
during the time of xenophobia. This church helped us Zimbabweans a lot.
This church is playing a very big role in actually discipling people who don't know Christ to become Christ-like.
My name is Charity Mapako. I come from Zimbabwe. I came here 2002. Then we started with doing home cell to build up this church. Then 2003, it was popular. And I like this church. I've been here for 14 years now. And we are helping other people who want to use the church and who want to pray, especially to the community. They are being helped a lot. So I like this church. I wish if you could keep on praying so that you can build this community. Because some of them, they didn't even know Jesus.
In 2013, we started a creche here, and it is still running. Many kids that we have at our creche are from the community around. And the people, they bring their children to us because they trust us. They know that we come to this church. And because the church has been helpful to the community, they are bringing their kids. And it has been very helpful to us.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but we as a congregation in Somerset West have actually been privileged to partake and to assist this church on a month-to-month basis. And now we have an amazing opportunity to actually assist them in buying the property that they've been using as their place of worship for now. The purchase price of this property is 100,000 rand. That is the transaction value. But what we actually want to do is we want to set our faith goal to 120,000 rand just to cover all the other costs that relates to the property sale as well. From a practical point of view, a church venue is of strategic importance to both the congregation and to the pastor for their future plans. And it's with this in mind that I want to bring glory to God, because God has been so faithful in us as a church family when it comes to property. He has both provided us with opportunities to buy amazing properties in different locations in this country, and we have been blessed by His provision to actually be able to exercise all of those opportunities. So we believe that this is an opportunity like that. And we thank God in faith for the provision that He will provide us to be able to exercise this opportunity that we have. If this is something that speaks to your heart, you will be able to exercise the opportunity by just following the link at the end of this video.
There you go. Amen. All right, so exciting opportunity. Be amazing if you guys can partner with us in that. And it's time to put our faith together. We had a lovely time of prayer on Monday with the guys in Nomzamo. They came to pray with us on Wednesday, and it's just incredible to see what the Lord is doing there. And please, like Lucas said, invitation, go around, pop in there. Pastor Anton is ministering there this morning. They started, what's it, 10 o'clock? What time do they start again? 9:30, the guys start in Nomzamo. If you go there, your life will be changed. They've got amazing way of just worshiping the Lord, and they love the Lord dearly. Go there to also receive some much-needed impartation from them as well. All right, so this morning I want to give an opportunity to keep wicked, to share a little bit around just what the Lord is doing. As you guys know, we have our own local Keep Wicked house with two beautiful children and a beautiful house mom that's looking after them. And we had a lovely workshop yesterday together with Kin Culture and Dr. Deo. We partnered together in Durbanville. We had an incredible time just giving some more practical tips for people that want to foster and adopt. And it was beautiful to see how the body of Christ is coming together around this very important part of the Lord's heart. So over to Bruno.
Good morning, church. I think before I start, I just want to say I want to agree with Pastor Heinrich what he said today, because like you can see, I'm shaking. I was very challenged to actually speak this morning, but that's just the devil trying to nullify what God is busy doing. So I'm here to testify more about what God has been doing in my life through Kibwe Kids than actually Kibwe Kids itself. I think Kirby will do that. So I came to, is it normal to shake like this here in front? Yeah, so no, it's normal for me. But anyway, I came to Somerset West last year. I didn't know where to fit in. I didn't have a home or a place to, like a church family. And I came here and I heard of Kibwe Kids and Kwerby. And I thought, you know, I just want to get involved. I want to serve and just use my, like my skills and things that I do to help someone and bless someone. But it turned out that me trying to bless someone else, you know, blessed me a lot more. I think the first time I went to Kibwe, I just brought like some lasagna, and then I ate with them, and she really just invited me into her family and into her house. And through that, the kids really just, you know, crept into my life and into my heart. And yeah, so I also got a place in this congregation, which I can call home now, and where I can actually also grow and bear fruit. So yeah, I'm very grateful for Kwerby and the kids and just what has happened in my life through this. And I can still remember a couple of days or weeks before I met Kwerby and got involved with Kibwe, I actually told the Lord that, you know, please help me to just restore like my view of childlike faith and purity and innocence. And I think in my wildest dreams, I would never could have imagined that through Kibwe and the two little children, that's how he just restored my view of purity and innocence and childlike faith. Because, you know, just reading stories with the kids and just praying with them, you know, I just realized it doesn't matter how big or how small your words are that you use to pray. It's about your heart and just like praying for something in truth faith. So it was just amazing for me to see, like, just have childlike faith. And just, if you want to pray for something small, just pray for it. But just believe that God really hears your prayer. And, yeah, I just think it's amazing that God used this to actually answer my prayers in a different way. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing for me, which is very close to my heart, is I never had, like, a great relationship with my dad. And, actually through this, just spending time with Wani and the kids, I just realized like why my dad acted in certain ways, you know. So God really used this to reconcile me with my dad and give me opportunity to forgive him and just to build a relationship with my parents again. And it was just amazing. New Year's Eve last year, me and my two sisters, we washed our parents' feet, and it was just so amazing. All those things that of the past just, you know, fell away, and it's just like it really just happened through Kibwe Kids and just spending time with the kids. So I'm really grateful for this, and I just want to challenge you all to just get involved, if it's Kibwe Kids or something else, you know. The Lord has got a plan for everything, and I want to challenge you to testify also, because like this is my first time testifying about anything. So with the family service, I really challenge you to just testify and just nullify the enemy. Amen.
Hello, everyone. So nice to stand here. I was reminded this morning, I stood here a year ago and then I didn't know any of you. And I was a very new, strange person in Somerset West. And now it's a year later and I've got two amazing children and the Lord is really using them so much in people's lives. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been involved and everyone that just make me part of their families and everyone that just love me and love the children and invite us on holiday and invite us to their homes. And it's really, we are also just a family that wants friends and wants family. And you guys are really have really become that for us over the last year, so I really want to say thank you. From the beginning of this year, I've been more involved in an office point of view for Kibwe as well, mostly with the marketing and fundraising for Kibwe, but I'm also doing some admin and finances and whatever the Lord gets me to do. We've got, just for those that don't know, we've got three Kibwe homes, and it's been quite a year. For the last 10 years, we've had the one house in Kayamandi, Lulama, with her five children. And last year, we started the home in Franschhoek, where there's two little boys, and my house here in Somerset West. And we had our first Exhilarators, which will be our annual fundraiser from now on. So last year was a busy year, and I can already see that this year is going to be a busier year. Yeah, and it's just so incredible to see how the Lord has been working in every house. The children in Kayamandi, some of them have been there for the 10 years, and I think Kibwe has also been through very rough times, and people involved, and people less involved, and people getting hurt, and all sorts of things, but one thing remains, that those children were always there. We never failed those children, and those children always stayed there, and they're still there. And some of them leave, and some of them get reconciled to their families, and others come in. But the house is going strong, and Lulama is an incredible mother. An incredible mother. I look at her, and then I'm like, I wish I could be like you. She's amazing. She's amazing. I don't know how I will manage four or five children like her. And then in Franschhoek, our mother there that we've had, she actually had to resign because she has other responsibilities. But the amazing thing there is that the congregation just absorbed those two boys. A family that have three biological children of their own just came forward and they said they want these boys, and these boys are going to be staying with them from the end of March. So God is moving. I just want to say, the Lord is moving, and we can decide if we're going to get on the ship and move with him and sit still and say, God, where do you want to use me in this? Or we can go on with our own lives. It's up to us. And then I just want to share a little bit about the conference yesterday. That's another thing that's really huge for me. We collaborated with Kin Culture. I don't know if any of you know Kin Culture. I think they're quite popular. Quite a busy and out there NGO, but they have a very similar vision to us. And they went their way, and Kibwe's been going their way, and our new social worker and their social worker actually know each other. And through the two of them, not knowing anything of the past of Kibwe or Kin or anything, they decided, but we've got the same vision, why don't we just have a foster conference and we do it together? And we had an incredible conference yesterday. We had over 100 people there, and it was our first conference, so I'm really pleased. 100 people standing up saying yes to the orphans in this country. It blows my mind. It really blows my mind. And we had incredible speakers speaking about trauma and how to handle trauma. And our Kibwe social worker, Danielle, she's also a play therapist, and she spoke about attachment and how to be properly attached to your foster child. It's really quality speakers that were there. I'm just so amazed to be part of it, and I'm just so amazed that organizations can stand together and do this together, that we can do this together and not all of us just carry on our own. And one amazing thing for me was we had a social worker that spoke as well, and just one little statistic that she said that just proves to me that God is moving. Is, she says, in the past, there's been like hardly ever any statistics of a foster child finishing school even. And she said at the end of last year, there are 27 foster children that finished matric and went to university. So God is moving. God is moving, and we have to open up our homes. Just before I'm going to speak about Exhilarators, just in terms of Kibwe, if you want to get involved, obviously me and the children, there's always a need. We always, every little thing that each person takes off my hands, I can spend more time with the children and our relationship could grow and I can be a better mother to them. So anything, whatever is your skill or your thing that you do, come and chat to me and we see how we can make it work if you feel that this is what God lays on your heart. Don't think, oh, yeah, I'm an actuary, I can't help. Come and chat to me, you'll be surprised. I don't have a budget, so I need people. And then specifically for Kibwe, from a business point of view, I really need people to surround me and help me with making financial decisions and the future of Kibwe and marketing and that kind of stuff. I'm not skilled. I'm a teacher. I have a teaching degree. But I really have a heart for this, and I believe the Lord wants to do something. So it will be amazing for people to come around me with that as well. And then Accelerasis, you will see that each of you got a pamphlet on your chair. Come. And this year, I want to challenge you. Don't just sign up yourself. Speak to your colleagues. Say to them, why don't we do this as a team building for our office? Bring your entire office, each of you. Bring your entire office and come. And speak to your boss and say, what do we do for marketing? We give out Section 18A certificates. Let your business give a donation. Let them become a sponsor. And there's many needs, and we, instead of doing a bunch of small events, we really want Accelerasis to be successful, so that can be the one event that we can focus on every year in terms of marketing, in terms of getting the word out there past just Shofar. And also we want to get the word, we want Kibwe's word name out there so that people, if people have this on their heart, so that they know where to go and they know who to come and speak to. And we want this event also to be financially successful, so we don't have to focus on a bunch of other things to raise funds to keep going, but that we can do this once a year and make it successful. Okay, so there's a bunch of distances. We will probably start putting it up on the slide soon as well. It's on the 12th of May this year. It's a trail running as well as a mountain biking, so you can choose either the trail running or the mountain biking. There's a 2.5 kilometers and a 5.5 kilometer run that you can do with prams. So bring your children, do it with prams. Even bring your Oma in a wheelchair. She'll love it. It's safe. And then just practically, we're still looking for someone to help us with the market. So we've got stalls there. People come to display their baby clothes or their anything. And there's food stalls and all sorts of things. We're looking for someone to coordinate that for us, basically just to communicate with the people that own the markets and that kind of stuff. So if you have a few hours free, please chat to me. At the moment, we're a team of five that are doing everything, so we will really appreciate some help. And then volunteers for on the day, we've got water points and we need people to stand by some strategic areas on the path and all sorts of things. If you want to volunteer, chat to us and we would love to make use of you. And then, like I said, if your companies want to be a sponsor, chat to your boss. You never know. And then any donations are, of course, welcome. So if you just want to give a small donation, that will always also be, we'll be grateful. I think that's it. And I just want to agree, actually, in the worship, I really felt the Lord laid this on my heart, and then Loki said it now, and Bruno said it as well. But I really feel that the Lord has called every person in this church. Close your eyes and become quiet before the Lord and ask him, where does he want to use you? It doesn't have to be Kibwe. It doesn't even have to be Shofar Somerset West. It doesn't have to be Bridging Abilities or Inspired to Become or ProChorus or any of the NGOs. Just allow the Lord to use you. Just dare to close your eyes and say, God, where do you want to use me? That makes you come alive. It makes you come alive if you know that you're in God's will. This Kibwe and the kids and everything, I mean, I think Heinrich and Nikki knows, I'm dying inside very often. It's extremely difficult. It's very difficult to be a single mother, but I come alive because I know I'm in God's will. I know I'm doing what he wants me to do, and I know he has that for each of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Kobe.
So trots op jou, Koops. Candace. Yes. So we're going to give Candace an opportunity to share with us its an bridging abilities and a dream and a vision that's been living in her heart for a long time as well, and so faithful in stewarding that. So Candace, over to you.
Good morning, church. As you all know, my name is Candace. I started Bridging Abilities together with Tony Mould, who herself has cerebral palsy. And I just want to emphasize that this morning it is really about the heart. And God used my heart and Tony's heart for persons with disabilities to start our organization and to just run with it. Two ladies that know nothing about marketing, finances, or anything like that. I'm a sports scientist. She's a social worker. But somehow we've made it through 10 years. Of our organization still running. Anyway, let me just go on. I'm not going to keep you too long. You can go on to the next slide. We basically have two branches to our organization, and we started with sport and recreation camps for children with physical and intellectual disabilities from primary school to our youth high school age. However, everybody is welcome. At our events, we've had two-year-olds to an 80-year-old lady at our first event, so it's been quite a diverse group of people attending. And as you can see there on the pictures, we have children from high functioning or abilities to very low functioning electric wheelchairs where they can't really do a lot by themselves. But we've got volunteers from Stellenbosch University that are absolutely amazing, and they help these children individually to just discover their abilities and to actually do something on the day. And you should just see those kids' faces light up and the families' faces light up as they really discover that they're able to do a lot more than they thought they did because of the restrictions that society and schools place on these children. I'll just let you can play the video and let the video talk rather than me.
For the past few years since Bridging Abilities has started this day, we have been in collaboration where the students provide the programs and Bridging Abilities actually arrange the day. The beauty of the day is that it's twofold. It's the students get an opportunity to actually prepare and learn and participate with the children with disabilities. And then secondly, the children have an enormous opportunity to come and have fun and learn and play and being active, something that sometimes they don't really have a lot of opportunities. And I think that for me is the crux of the day, is you have a learning opportunity and opportunity to make people aware of persons with disabilities, but then provide opportunities that they sometimes really don't have. And to see the smiles on their faces for both, for the students as well as for the kids, I think that's a beauty for me at the end of the day.
We've been coming to Bridging Abilities for 3 years now. I have a daughter with cerebral palsy who's wheelchair bound. And we're struggling to find stuff that she can do, any sporting activities that she can do, because she's 11. And Bridging Abilities invited us over 3 years ago, and we've come, and she absolutely loves it. We've been so happy with the response from the students here. They've been amazing in adapting every little sport to accommodate all the kids, not just kids in wheelchairs. And my daughter is absolutely amazed by what she can do. We came here the first time and she said, "I never knew I can bounce a ball," which was true. And they taught her how to bounce a ball and how to throw it. And we can't escape every year. We have to come. Twice a year we come here, and it has built her confidence. She speaks more to other people. She always talks about coming here to other people. So yeah, I think we continue to come for as long as they host these events, because it's done something for us as a family as well. It's given us an opportunity to meet other families who come here, to see other kids with disabilities. So yay, go Bridging Abilities, we love it.
The rest of the video is basically just some pictures. Just in summary, that is our heart, is to use sport, recreation, rehabilitation, adapted physical activity to bring children together with the same circumstances or abilities and just empower them through movement to discover something or someone that they can actually become. And we use talent identification to guide these children also if they want to become professional sportsmen or women. Or so we really try and discover each child's ability and help them get into direction where they want to go, and just give them hope that they actually have a future, that they can go to university, they can finish school, they can become a professional sports person or whatever they want to be. And our second branch is our adapted physical activity groups, or you know, our adult groups, which is taking place. We started in Strand and Makassar, where we have adults coming together with different disabilities, and through physical activity, we empower them as well to become stronger, to become more independent, so that they can actually become an active and participating member of their society. They can contribute to their communities in different ways and not just become an economic burden, because a lot of times people with disabilities become a burden, and especially on the taxpayer as well, because they get re-hospitalized because nobody's taking care of them, they're not taking care of themselves. And through physical activity, we actually are able to reduce secondary conditions, improve quality of life, and foster community reintegration. So this is where we've started. And some of our groups have even, they open in prayer now, they close in prayer. They've become so involved in their communities, and the communities are buying into them. So we have so many partnerships, especially in Makassar, where there's a big drug involvement. And some of these guys were ex-gangs, and some were in prison and got a disability there. So they know the gangsters, and there's actually such a respect for these guys who are who do have a disability. They don't come near our group members. They don't come near to where we are or to the areas where they stay, because there's a respect for them. So communities are even changing through this without us even, that wasn't even the idea about this. We wanted to change people's perceptions, but just even these things are taking place, especially in Makassar. And yeah, we've got, as I said, in Makassar Strand, we started two groups last year in Kayamandi, and then in Groendal and Franschhoek, and we're actually starting this week in Kloetersville, in close to Stellenbosch as well. You can just play that short part of the clip. Thanks. Well, he's a hero.
Push myself the extra thing for myself. I couldn't move properly. I couldn't put a top on or brush my teeth. And the exercise, really, I can say it helped me a lot, because I can move more fluently now. I can brush my teeth. I can eat now. Through kindness, I can do much more things for myself. I can push myself, not long, but I can push myself maybe 5 or 2 meters in my house. More confident on myself. That's what I can say about kindness, and say help a lot of us.
Short part of the video. So our needs, well, let me quickly give you a summary of 2017. We do with our physical activity groups, so we, with our sports days, we've got 2 annually. We'd like to do 1 every term, however, due to volunteers and space, it's not always possible, but we do want to move into the communities, into Makassar and Strand and Kayamandi, and involve children who are not disabled, without disabilities, also to start inclusive camps, so that there's an awareness being raised even from a younger generation. Perceptions are being changed from a young age. So that's for our future. And then for our adapted physical activity groups, we collaborate with other NPOs as well in Stellenbosch and in Somerset West. And we did the Walk with Disability, which is an event that's held annually in Stellenbosch, where the people with disabilities come together and we walk the streets of Stellenbosch just to raise awareness about persons with disabilities and about access specifically, because a lot of places are not accessible. Our roads aren't accessible, our venues are not accessible, our toilets are not accessible. So all of that. So we're trying to change the structures as well, so that it will allow people with disabilities to become part of our communities as well, and part of, yeah, society. Then we do annually the Otanikwa Wheelchair Challenge, as we send our groups to George and they go partake in a massive race there, which is a lot of fun. So we want to do that for them as well. So it doesn't help that they just train and get stronger in the groups, but they don't have anything to show for it. So we really try and participate in events as well and show off their abilities and what they've accomplished in the last year. Then we've got do the Senecio Fun Run as well. Senecio is another NPO operating here in Somerset West in persons with disabilities. They more focus on children though, so this is a fundraising event for them. And our annual fundraising event, we started last year in October, is the Walk and Talk. We did it with SNAP, which is an autistic organization in Cape Town, where we also did it sort of a trail run, but it's a little bit not as extreme as the Zilly races because we have to accommodate wheelchairs and crutches and all sorts of other things, but it's a lot of fun. So support us this year if it's on your heart. Just you can bring bikes, dogs, cats, whatever. It's an easy one, but it's a lot of fun. So as I said, we also have strategic partners like Prochorus, who helped us last year when one of our members' house burnt down. So they came, Gerard came, and they did amazing stuff fixing up our house. Then we've got individuals, volunteers. As I said, in Makassar specifically, Makassar's community is really bought in. Guys, the taxi bosses are giving us free transport now, and transport is a major issue for persons with disability. And I mean, taxi bosses are getting in, and that's gang-related, so it's pretty great. And then Chris's Transport, he offers us very low discounted rates for transport, where usually you've got to pay about 9,000 Rand for a weekend to get people transported from Stellenbosch to Somerset West. That's what we have been charged in the past. Yes, exactly. Yes. Then our partners within the community that offer free venues for us, so we don't have to pay a thing to use the venues. Makassar Civic Center, the Methodist Church in Strand, Lord's Aiken in Groendal, Legacy Center in Kayamandi, and then, of course, Changeability, who we're partnering with to start more groups because I'm only one person and I can only do so much. And then Stellenbosch University as well. Okay. And just to end up with, to finish off, if you would like to volunteer, you don't have to know anything about disability. It's really just about your heart and wanting to serve somewhere. And it's really fun. And it's also just something different that if you don't know anything about it, just come and check it out and just educate yourself about what it's like and what it's all about. So you can come to events, our sport event. We actually have one next Saturday on the 17th in Stellenbosch. We will be at the Sports Science Department from 9:30. And until 12, so it's only the morning. If you would like to come and volunteer, you can just speak to me. We, as Kirby said, we need help with marketing, financial people that do stats and things like that that Tony and I am not qualified for. And we're also looking currently for board members. So if you have a heart to serve and you want to come speak to me, please come speak to me. We are looking for new board members. Then administrative support and prayer. It's a tough industry to be in the NPO financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, it's tough. So we really do need people carrying us and supporting us in prayer if possible. Then financial support, of course. We can do monthly debit orders and so on. I'm not going to go into that. You can come speak to me about that as well. Okay, I think that is it. That's our information. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Candace, don't go. Come back. Kobi, let's go for you a bit. We've got 5 official NGOs in the Shofar family. It's a lot of other things happening, obviously, but 5 official NGOs that our congregation members have come and they've said, look, we'd like to sort of bring this under the covering of us as a church. And what is amazing for me is that 4 of those 5 are here in Shofar Somerset West. I don't think that's coincidental. So let's stand. And you know, the heart behind last week and this week really is just to say that the love of God compels us to be His hands and His feet. We can sing about His love forever. We can talk about His love. But there comes a time where we have to do something about it. And we just want to thank you guys, together with the other NGOs, for being God's hands and feet. I want to thank all of you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for giving. Thank you for loving all of the different ministries and the people involved there. Let's just stretch out our hands towards these two precious ladies and let's pray for them and what they represent. Father, we thank you for Kobe, Lord, and Father, we thank you for Candace, God, and we thank you, Lord, for what they represent, Lord, in this house. Lord, just the people, Father, who have laid down their lives to seek your purpose and to seek your will. And Father, we understand that Jesus, in these days, you have chosen to live not just in us, but you have chosen to live through us as well. And Lord, together with Kipwe Kids and Bridging Abilities and Precorus and Inspired to Become, God, we once again just want to say that we desire not our name, God, but your name to be made great. We desire, Lord, that through us, Lord, the little children, the old people, Lord God, the poor, the destitute, Lord, those out in the streets, those with no hope will be able to come face to face with you. And so we pray, Lord, an extra portion of your anointing upon Kobe and upon Candace, Father. We pray that you will grace them with love like never before, that you will grace them with wisdom like never before. Lord, we loosen for them the resources that they need to see your kingdom come in these areas, Father. We thank you for volunteers. We thank you, Lord God, for passionate, committed people, God. Thank you, Lord, for the physical resources, the financial resources, the marketing resources that they need. Thank you that to you belong a cattle on a thousand hills. And God, that when our hearts align with you, you've got no problem in releasing the provision over us as well. So we commit them into your hands, Father. I commit this congregation into your hands. Thank you for choosing us strategically, Lord, even in our nation and within the biggest shofar family, Lord, to steward much of your heart. And we bring that responsibility before you. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to help us to do this wisely. In Jesus' precious name we pray this. Amen. 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 Thank you, ladies. Thank you, church. Lord bless you guys. If you have any prayer needs, anything we can pray for, please don't go without giving us or the elders an opportunity to pray with you. Have an amazing Sunday. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. Anton will be ministering very powerfully just on the fact we are praying family and being tapped into the power of the Spirit. So please do join us for that. Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.